USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden delivers his first State of the Union speech. Tim Berg reports.
President Biden is using his first State of the Union address to slam Russia's attack on Ukraine as war rages on Europe's borders.
Putin's latest attack on Ukraine was premeditated and totally unprovoked. He rejected repeated efforts at diplomacy. He thought the West and NATO wouldn't respond. He thought he could divide us at home, in this chamber, in this nation. He thought he could divide us in Europe as well. But Putin was wrong. We are ready. We are united, and that's what we did. We stayed united.
Also on Tuesday, oil prices surged, with U.S. crude hitting its highest level since June 2014. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Wayne Allyn-Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob. And the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
Former President Donald Trump's legal team is appealing certain subpoenas. John Hunt reports.
Attorneys for former President Donald Trump have appealed a ruling that he and his two oldest children must testify in the investigation by the New York State's Attorney General into the family's business practices. Trump's attorney filed the notice of appeal nearly 2 weeks after a New York judge ruled on February 17th that the three Trumps must sit for depositions within 21 days. The Trump family had unsuccessfully tried to squash the subpoena for testimony, arguing it was improper for the Attorney General's office to issue those subpoenas for its civil investigation, while the Manhattan District Attorney's Office is still conducting its separate criminal probe.
Major League Baseball has canceled opening day. Commissioner Rob Manfred announced Tuesday the sport will lose regular season games over a labor dispute for the first time in 27 years. The league and the union have not made plans for future negotiations. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Visa and MasterCard have blocked Russian networks.
Russia's invasion of Ukraine is facing more repercussions. Payments and credit card giants Visa and MasterCard have blocked Russian financial institutions from their networks. Visa and MasterCard both pledged $2 million towards humanitarian relief for Ukraine. It should be noted the Russian ruble is crashing very hard Tuesday morning. Its value to the dollar, 0.0089. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
In related news, the International Energy Agency's 31 member countries agreed Tuesday to release 60 million barrels of oil from their strategic reserves. Half of those reserves will come from the U.S. The members say the move is a message to the oil markets that supplies won't fall short as Russia continues its invasion of Ukraine. A new government report shows Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine gave children 5 and older strong protection against hospitalizations and death even during the Omicron surge. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released the new data on Tuesday. A day earlier, a study from New York raised the question of whether the vaccine is less effective in kids ages 5 to 11, especially against milder infections. Younger kids get a smaller dose than teens. And the Arizona legislature approved a measure to increase voter ID requirements. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.